This is Stephen Merritt, and I apparently on WGXC Accra, which I think of as WGXC Hudson, but I don't know. I've never been to Accra.
You are now tuned in to Big Vern, Slay Diddy, and me, Grand Finale, on the Drive Time Radio Show every Wednesday, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM.
I think next week what we'll do, man, we're going to be in front of a live audience.
Yes.
Ray won't be here. He's going to miss this. But Ray, I'm telling
you. I'll be in Florida. I'll come back late.
He got to go to Florida, yeah. Because we got Leroy Collins, man. I got to give a clap, man.
Oh,
yes. And we doing it live, bro. Mm-hmm. We doing it live at the library where people can come and actually see us do what we do. Yo, this is going
to
be so dope.
I'm talking so dope, bro.
Tune in NFL great Leroy Collins talking about his book, The Running Back, with the Drive Time Radio crew, Wednesday, August 28th from 4 to 6 p.m., live from the Hudson Area Library on WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Tobacco Free Action of Columbia and Greene Counties. The more advertising kids see, the more likely they are to smoke or vape. To learn more and find out how you can help, rvwtobaccofree.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Michael Waldholtz of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Geek coming to you from Hilo in Catskill Tuesday morning, and this is Corey, and this is sort of a general, I guess you could call it, forgotten drive, just sort of car related driving songs, just something I pulled off the top of my head. And we just started with an instrumental remix of Sammy Hagar's I Can't Drive 55 that was included on a Cars video game. So getting straight into the news. The web of interstudio relations ripped last week as it was announced Spider-Man is out of the MCU. It all basically comes down to Sony wanting more profit shares. Original reports of a ridiculous 50-50 when Sony would still be footing most of the bill, but that came down to a more understandable 25%. There may have also been concerns over stretching Kevin Feige too far. Variety claiming Dark Phoenix's epic failure led the Mouse to prefer their Golden Boy spend time formulating a turnaround for the former Fox properties. Feige, in his comment at the D23 convention, said it was never a long-term union to begin with, and Tom Holland said he is committed to sticking with the franchise whoever releases it. So unless a last-minute deal is reached, expect at least a post-credits teaser at the end of Andy Serkis's Venom 2. Marvel quickly drowned out some of the above furor with a major presentation at D23, an unveiling of the full cast of Eternals became 80% as it was announced within days Gamma Chan will betray Cersei, while Kit Harington will reunite with TV bro Richard Madden to play fan favorite Dane Whitman, aka the Black Knight. Black Panther 2 received a release date straight from the Feige's mouth, May 22nd, 2022. The biggest M-bombs dropped at the con, however, were three new Disney Plus series, bringing fan favorites to life and setting them up for future movie stardom. Miss Marvel Kamala Khan gets her own show, as does Jade Goddess / Lawyer She-Hulk. And disassociative personality-stricken mercenary-turned-supernatural vigilante Moon Knight. With a rumor popping up a few days later that his sparring buddy Werewolf by Night will play a role. It was also announced Wyatt Russell will betray more conservative-minded Captain America fill-in U.S. agent in Falcon and Winter Soldier. Anthony Mackie later telling Variety he won't be taking up Cap's title, just the shield. And WandaVision will see the return of Kat Dennings and Randall Park as Darcy Lewis and Agent Jimmy Woo, respectively. Over in the animated front, the Disney Plus What If series animated series was given an episode count, 23, one for each movie in the Infinity Saga, and a familiar host in the form of the Watcher, and art revealing that the super serum Peggy Lipton will become Captain America, one episode will have Steve Rogers as Iron Man, and that there will be an episode based around Marvel Zombies. Meanwhile, Lawrence Fishburne is stepping behind the camera from Marvel to produce a Disney Channel adaptation of acclaimed cult favorite Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. Disney Jr. will also get its own superhero squad with Spidey and his amazing friends featuring Miles, Spider-Gwen, Ms. Marvel, and more, because if I recall correctly, Marvel always held the animation rights to Spidey. Comicbook.com also reported that Marvel's plan to continue its relationship with Archer Studio, Floyd County Productions' past Legion, and the aborted Donald Glover Deadpool tune on an unannounced new series. D23 saw the first panel in by the minds behind our favorite family, The Simpsons, with Al Jean saying Disney is, of course, open to ideas for a second film or maybe a limited series spinoff. As I had been hoping, Disney Plus will salvage something from the abandoned Phineas and Ferb theatrical movie. At D23, the original creative team announced Disney Plus's Phineas and Ferb, the movie, Candace Against the Universe, will land in 2020, featuring 90% of the cast back, with David Arago Jr. stepping in for Thomas Berry Sangster as Ferb. Following their own revivals of some classic Nicktoons, Netflix is going back further in the Wayback Machine with Masters of the Universe Revelation. From Castlevania animation studio Powerhouse and show run by Kevin Smith, the direct sequel to the original 80s tune, we'll start with an apocalyptic disaster that will lead the focus shifted to Teela as she seeks to save the universe and uncover the secrets of Castle Grayskull. Speaking of which, I did a belated 4-episode binge of the aforementioned Castlevania from comics legend Warren Ellis and producer Adi Shankar, and felt it was quite well done. If my 15-year-old self was watching, he'd be loving it and debating with friends about which was the better vampire anime, that or Vampire Hunter D. I think Vampire Hunter D would still win, but still pretty good. I also watched one episode of Netflix's The Toys That Made Us Pop Doc series on classic toys, narrated by Patton Oswalt. Not the He-Man one, though, the G.I. Joe one, to which I'll add some glossed-over trivia. Bullet Man, the short-lived attempt to superheroize the real American hero in the 70s, may have been inspired by Fawcett / DC Comics superhero Bullet Man, in that it's an exact clone. Finally, I'll also recommend some oldies but goodies, as currently up on Netflix's cult favorite British spy tune Danger Mouse, and over on Amazon Prime is John Carpenter's student sci-fi film Dark Star. And add a tiny bit more news that Carpenter recently announced TV comic anthology adaptation Tales from Halloween Night, originally developed for and bungled away by Sci-Fi, is back in development at Paramount. Speaking of bungles, our first set starts with the Charlie Daniels Band theme to the late great Burt Reynolds' legendary awful race car comedy Stroker Ace.
He had a mean streak 2 feet wide. A son of a gun with a taste for fun and more than his share of pride. Take a dirt road curve with the devil's nerve, make a car dance across the mud. And haul and shine was his regular line till the track got in his blood. Was a real hot shot and he bragged a lot, but man, that fool could drive. Cause he loved the feel of the steering wheel and the girls with the bedroom eyes. And in a racing tide or a barroom fight, old Stroker stole the show. A backstretch blazer, a real hellraiser, and a racetrack Romeo. Mama, lock your daughters up, that vile bunch is back in town. And them little girls get frisky when they hear that race car sound. They're bringing out the yellow flag, somebody's brakes have failed. There's a horse slick on the inside and a rick along the rail. You better stand on the Stroker, cause a bandit's on your tail. but you gotta hang tough, and it gets real rough when you're out there on your own. Cause they'll push you around, they'll knock you down, they'll shove you up against the wall. And you always know when the engine blows that a man can't win them all. You could push that car just a little too far any Sunday afternoon. And if you break your neck, some damn fool wreck, they'd forget about you soon. But old Stoker Ace was born to race, and it's worth all the trying. Just to drink champagne in the victory lane and to hear that concrete whine. Stroker, get your dander up, this ain't no time to lag. You got to make a lap up if you're gonna take that checkered flag. Number 10 is closing in to even up the score. It's time to wave bye-bye and put the pedal on the floor. You better stand on the stroker, cause you're blowing off their door. Blow the doors off, stroker. You good-looking devil.
That started with Charlie Daniels Band Stoker Ace, theme song from Burt Reynolds' early 80s bomb. And then you heard the band with White Cadillac, Ode to Ronnie Hawkins. Next piece of news made me think I should have gone with my alternate theme, Spies. The title for Daniel Craig's last bow as Bond has been revealed to be No Time to Die. What if I told you that 20 years later, that cyberpunk trilogy that just started revolutionizing American cinema, for better or worse, better and worse, will reload for a fourth installment? After a few years of rumors and teases, Variety broke that Lana Wachowski will reunite with Keanu and Carrie Ann Moss for a continuation of the Matrix saga. Also reuniting and feeling so good are CBS and Viacom. Merger mania has brought the two former Megacore siblings back together as Viacom CBS Inc. This means CBS All Access is about to grow exponentially. Though they intend to continue producing content for other streamers, they say, this also reunites the film and TV halves of Star Trek. Deadline saying CBS's team will now fully control that storied franchise's future. So, next set, of course, you could probably get several shows of just teenage death ballads, the craze of songs and ballads about teens young lovers dying horribly in crashes. But this will be a short set and end on a bit of a lighter note, starting with Cheers, Chicken.
In years, you could hear them burning rubber as they shifted through the gears. They must have lost their senses in their trail of smoke and flame, cause you had to be a maniac to play that crazy game. Chicken! Chicken! The winner of the game would holler, chicken! The laughter of the couples could be heard above the roar as they headed toward each other with their paddles to the floor. One that held it showed that he was not afraid to die, and the one that turned aside would hear the winning couple's cry. Chicken! Chicken! The winner of the game would holler, chicken! Chicken! They knew they'd all be losers if they ever had a tie, but the closer they could make it seem, the louder they would cry. The kicks were always greatest when they had the closest shape, and the voices coming back were like an echo from the grave. Chicken! Chicken! The winner of the game would holler, chicken! And then one night it happened, cause the devil had his way. He was flicking off the seconds that were left for them to play. There might have been a winner, but they had no way to tell, for the couples all were dead and there was no one left to yell. Chicken! The winner of the game would holler, chicken!
A story about a pal of mine who worked down near the Georgia line as DJ in a little country station. Everybody loved him dear, cause he played what they liked to hear. He built himself up quite a reputation. At the record hops he stayed out late, and his mom would always wait to see if he had made it home alive. She warned against his loss of sleep and driving fast in that old heat, and that he had to be at work by five. BJ the DJ, you're living much too fast, and if you don't change your ways, don't see how you can last. Every morning just past four, from the driveway he would roar, overslept and he was late again. Then at breakneck speed he'd drive to sign the station on at five. He had lots of records he must spin. His mom sat by the radio until his voice told her hello. She knew then that he'd made it there all right. Then she'd say a little prayer, he'd be safe while he was there, and she'd wait up for him again tonight.
Then one cold and rainy morn, all four tires were badly worn, but still he scratched off just as fast this time. BJ had a lot of nerve, but he completely missed the curve, and he signed off down near the Georgia line. Mom sat by the radio, the voice she heard she didn't know. BJ'd never been this late before. But with the road so bad and all, she'd wait a while before she called, and then she heard the knock upon the door. BJ the DJ, only 24, a wreck at 90 miles an hour, he'll spin the hits no more.
Okay, that set started with Cheers, Chicken, then Stonewall Jackson with BJ the DJ, and you just heard Bob Hudson sending up that little subgenre with Teenage Cremation. Now, carrying us up to 11:30, will be this next set, starting with a Peel Sessions performance of Dr. Feelgood covering Route 66, because of course I had to put one of those in there.
Six. Why cross the new way down? I've got a new machine, and she really goes. When I pass you on the drag strip, you'll know darn well. Been beaten by a porcupine, V.A. Chevelle. Tacking it up now, you better be quick. Nothing can outrun my SS-396. There's lots of chrome goodies sitting under the hood. She looks real pretty like a tough one should. On a red line tire, she sits real mean. She's the coolest hot one you've ever seen. Cruising the highway, I get my kicks. Everybody's digging my SS-396. Look at her go. Bucket seat. When the four-speed tranny is starting to whine, we'll know that the super sport wants to get on the line. Cruising the highway, I get my kicks. Nothing can match my SS-396. Look at her go.
Welcome back to Forgotten Geek here on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. This is Corey, and today's theme is Drive, Cars, general songs along those lines. That set started with Dr. Feelgood cover in Route 66 for the Peel Sessions, then Paul Revere and the Raiders with SS-396, and ended with Cam Wilde's cover of Born to Be Wild, because that was another song I had to get in here. So, musical factoid of the day, the historic catalog of Death Row Records is now owned by Hasbro. How has the music of Dre, Pac, Snoop, and more ended up alongside My Little Pony and Transformers? Because several years ago, Entertainment One bought the catalog, and just recently Hasbro bought them, mostly for Peppa Pig and PJ Masks. Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross's next film score, Opus, will be more animated, as at D23 it was announced that they will be providing the music for next year's Pixar release, Soul. And that provides a good lead into the next set, a.k.a. Corey went with this week's theme, so he'd had an excuse to play these songs with Reznor's contemporaries My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult, followed by Industrial Pioneers and occasional Reznor collaborators Ministry. So here is Sex on Wheels.
Sex on wheels. on wheels.
Okay, that set started with My Off the Thrill Kill Cult, the original album cut of Sex on Wheels, and then Jesus Built My Hog Rod 2010 remake from Ministry. So, going into our last full set, here is Black Flag with Drinking and Driving.
Yeah.
too hard on the brakes again. What if these brakes just give in? What if the car loses control? What if there's someone overtaken? I'm going out for a little drive, and it could be the last time you see me alive. It could be an idiot on the road. The only kicking line is pumping his steel. Wrap me up in the back of a truck, packed with foam and blind drunk. They won't ever take me alive, cause they'll die. Don't die on the motorway. The moon would freeze, the plants would die. I couldn't cope if you crashed today. All the things I forgot to say. I'm going out for a little drive, and it could be the last time you see me alive. What if your car loses control? What if there's someone overtaking? Wrap me up in the back of a trunk, packed with foam and blind drunk. They won't ever take me alive, cause they'll drive, kill a car. Back of a truck, packed with foam and blood, truck. No, they won't ever take me alive, cause they'll drive, kill a car. They'll drive, kill a car. They'll drive, kill a car.
It's funny how even now you still support me after all the things that I've done. You're so good to me. Oh,
set started with Black Flag, Drinking and Driving, then Radiohead with Killer Cars, and you just heard Garbage with Drive You Home. Thank you for listening to this car-themed edition of Forgotten Geek today. This has been Corey coming out of Hilo and Catskill. Be back in a couple, into Tuesday's regular show, and I'll be also next September 5th, I'm pretty sure at 8 p.m., it's every first Thursday, I'll be on Fangularity coming out of the Catskill Maker Syndicate. So we will be ending today with REM's secondary remix of Drive.